6.5, which we'd asked for some corrections, and those have been done, and then 6.22, 6.23, and 6.24.
Or do you want me to mention some of those were reviewable for clerical is the reason that they're
right,
on a slight
date? Right,
those
first four.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion? Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
There was transfers, wasn't there? I think there was.
There's one transfer, and I had a question on that one, Rick. It was on the clerk's van, county clerk's van, and we were splitting the cost. I don't remember us doing that. Is that new or? I didn't bring it down with me, but it showed half of the cost going to the clerk's office and then half of it was split out. Am I remembering that right?
Not the way I remember it, but what most of that was mileage for her van.
Right.
And it did go to, some of it was reimbursed to by the clerk, some of it was reimbursed by the commission. I'm assuming, based on what she gave me, that that was who had used that, and it was going to her 400 account because that's where she keeps the mileage on that.
Okay, maybe I wasn't looking at it right.
Motion to table that issue till
let's do that.
Further review.
Just yeah. Table all the transfers then?
Yep. Yeah, that's the only that's one the only that one. I saw.
Okay, we'll just.
We can look at it after a while. Okay.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
I second.
Motion carries. Okay. Public comment. Bob, did I see you signing up?
Who was it?
Larry? I'm sorry, Larry.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm Larry Gregory with Aegis Engineering, and as you all know, we've been hired by Taney County to do some planning work for roads and bridges and utilities. And beginning on July 6th, which is next Tuesday or next Monday, employees from our company will be traveling around the county taking measurements and pictures of parcels throughout the county just to help the county in their planning process. And we would just like the public to be aware of that, so if they see a strange car that, you know, they won't think that we're out there scoping the place out. So we appreciate that.
Are your vehicles all labeled, aren't they?
Yes, we'll have magnets on the side with
right.
Aegis Engineering and probably have flashing lights on top.
Yeah, all right. You may need those before it's over with.
Thank you.
All you got? All right. Thank you, Larry.
That's clarification. That's I think the press release we had sent out last week about the planning and zoning, some preliminary land, the existing land use that we've hired Aegis to do. This is the first start of their process.
Okay. Bob?
All right. I've read several things in the Branson Independent, Taney County Times, regarding Lakeshore Drive. I've had several phone calls. I guess Mr. Pennell knows. He was at a meeting. I announced I'm going to be running for 7th Congressional District for Roy Blunt's seat, and some other people heard that and are calling me about Lakeshore Drive. After I read the paper, I want to know if it's true. If it is, the newspaper said, Mr. Pennell, that your daughter works there. Your aunt, through marriage, works there. Your child goes there, and I heard went there for nothing. And Mr. Strophus, I heard his son or something is going there at a reduced rate for local rates. I don't think you two gentlemen should be voting on this issue. I mean, if you got some connection in any way, we spent $300,000 on a bridge for all the people down the boat docks and everything else. Now, Kanakuk comes up there and wants that. Number one, it's ridiculous for them to ask for $200 million, and they're going to put up $1 million. We paid $300,000 for the bridge, which is going to be going to them, and it's just not right. It's not right, and you two gentlemen should not vote. You should step down, and with you two gentlemen not being able to vote, we cannot vote on this until there's another election, until somebody doesn't have any children who go there or nobody who works there. That's the way I look at it. it's way out of line. And right now, Kanakuk has been illegal for many of years. I drove by there yesterday. There's about 30 or 40 cars that back into traffic. That is against the law in the state of Missouri and Taney County. Get the sheriff to go over there and give them tickets. I almost got creamed there twice. Somebody pulls out, and they just look, I'm sorry. Sure, I'm sorry. That is against the law, and I mentioned that before. It seems Kanakuk is getting a lot of sweet deals, and I'm not for it, and I hope you don't vote for it. And Don Frank says, if you don't vote for it, they're going to pull out. Let them pull out. That's like Akhmadinejad giving you a threat. You don't do this, America. They're threatening you. I would tell them to move out right now today. Put condos up there. We'll get money. We don't get a nickel out of their place. With condos in there, we'll get millions of dollars, and it'll sure help the county out. Thank you.
Comments? Okay. Is that it? Okay. We have no new or old business. How about elected officials or department heads?
Mr. Hausman, I know he was going to speak. I don't know if Frank was going to or not.
Okay.
Nope, just Rhonda.
Thank you. I just wanted to give you all a heads up or for your information, if you will. Today or tomorrow, we should be receiving notification from HUD of additional stimulus funding that will be coming to the county to the tune of a little over $175,000. What I found on the internet, it's going to be $175,781. And this pairs up with one of the projects that we have in place that we have been pursuing. We knew that we had the opportunity to achieve these funds. They are going to be granted formally, and once they are granted or listed for Taney County formally, I'll be coming to you. I just noticed upstairs we're going to be coming to you on Thursday to make a formal presentation about these funds. Again, we're waiting on the formal letter to do that. But Title 12 of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 created funding for homelessness prevention, referred to by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development as the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program, HPRP. And it'll provide financial assistance and services to either prevent individuals and families from becoming homeless or help those who are experiencing homelessness to be quickly rehoused and stabilized. Again, I'll have a full presentation for you. I'll ask for a letter of intent from the county commission at that time. The letter of intent itself is over an inch with what you have to comply with, and that has to be completed and submitted no later than July 6th. So this is something we need to talk about right away. Again, this is just a heads up this morning to let you know.
You guys have been tracking this since April, I think. Late April. I think yeah. Sometime in April you started tracking. That's what I was.
Yes, sir.
I'm aware of. Now, the other thing is, I know I've talked to Ron a little bit about it, just briefly, and that is the money that we're going to be allocated is a minimum amount because the other counties, if they do not do the letter of intent by July 6th, that money goes back into a pool and then reallocated to the counties that do want to participate because there is a lot of regulation, rules and monitoring that you have to be able to provide. It's something not all counties are going to be able to do just because of the requirements. I think there was a total of $12 million was given to the state of Missouri, divvied up between all the counties, and then after July 6th, whoever says we want to participate, then that money of unallocated goes back and redistributed proportionally. So is that correct, Ron?
That's correct,
okay.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, we're excited.
And the monies are for what, Ron?
It's for homelessness prevention. And there are a lot of different uses for that, which I'll explain to you all on Thursday. But one of those, if somebody's getting ready to miss a mortgage payment, they can be assisted or utilities payment, et cetera. It's a way to help people within the county.
Yep.
I thought that's what you were surely speaking of. I did get notice at OCAC in mm-hmm. Springfield mm-hmm. Tuesday evening.
Yep.
And it shows all the counties and makes mention of the July 6th deadline. I did get a letter from the hiding place, a letter of intent, and I think what Church Army, I believe, has made comment to me, and anyway, I don't know how many there may be that would be eligible. Evidently, they've got word also. OCAC gave me a copy of a letter that's two county commissioners, which we hadn't even got yet. He said, you may get it tomorrow or next day. But anyhow, I was going to bring up in my comments whether we wanted Ron and Joan to work on this, maybe post a meeting tomorrow or something in between BOE.
We posted it for Thursday because the letter of intent is, there's a lot of details involved, and they needed the extra days just to fill out the paperwork. Just, we don't have to, if I'm not mistaken, we don't have to assign or assign this money to an individual organization at this point. We just have to fill out the application and our letter to pursue the funds by July 6th.
Right, it's a letter of intent from the county to accept the funds, mm-hmm. and then following that, if it's your desire to subcontract with an agency, you can do so. Just as a heads up, it is one of the projects that we have that had been submitted by an agency,
right.
which is why we have been tracking it in the first place. So you have an agency that, from the very beginning, and who has responded to and provided these services in the past.
Right. Okay, you say we're posted for Thursday?
Thursday at 3:45, I think we're posted.
Okay. All right, good deal.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I've got little information that I think is much needed. It's a process I'd like for, I know Ron and them have been working with emergency management. I got a call this last week about locations for heat-related places for people to go in eastern Taney County and to provide the services needed for people just to go in and cool off and have a place to get out of the heat. And everybody knows how unbearable it was for about 3 or 4 days. I think that is one probably going to raise on my priority list to be pushing for and working with Mr. Houseman and them on some stimulus monies for a location and a building site for a storm shelter plus a something for this very need that was approached to us last Thursday, I believe, is when Chris and Melissa came to me and started asking about locations. They did use the library and the senior citizen location. Here, eastern Taney County has definitely, because of the, and when we talk about eastern Taney County, we're talking about a large land mass. Branson has a couple of facilities, I think the Tri-Lakes Center, and another one or two, but we have such a large land mass, and visiting with Melissa this morning, the smaller incorporated areas have more of a chance of receiving stimulus funding for locations for this very need, where we as a county, unless we have a major disaster, which we all, you know, hope not, but if they are more in line to receive those funds for disaster relief areas.
Okay, sounds good. Just a couple of notes. Our East crew chief, Gene Rogers, is in the hospital. He'd appreciate your prayers. Got some infection going on. Danny was over this morning and saw him. And also, Dr. Glenn Cameron, who sits on our airport board, his wife passed away Saturday. If you'd remember him and his family, it would be appreciated. And we'll call recess until 10 o'clock, I think it is.
I'd like to mention something that someone in the audience mentioned to me this morning, because we have this new little countertop here that works out great, makes us, the public, view us more official. We're not all just crammed up in a location. But as we have these cases along the sides, I think it would be nice if we would present each board member that sits on each of the boards name and list to be changed or switched in those locations, to where people have someone to contact in county government if they see that name that goes with the park board or a planning and zoning or any of the other boards, that they don't have to be asking questions. They can see it in the public, come to a public meeting, and when they ask a commissioner, he has to go back and look through and tell them who to notify. And it gives those people that serve on those boards that do such a great job recognition. And we have those spaces over there, and I think that's something we should consider. And if we have any input from anybody else on that procedure, we'll let them speak up.
Sounds good. Anything else? All right, we'll recess until 10. Thank you.